Welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center, located in North Huntingdon. Dr. Susan Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To talk to Dr. Plank with your health questions, call 412-825-6262. That's 412-825-6262. And now, Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan.
Hello, hello. I hope everybody's having a great day. Welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, the weekly nutrition show where we discuss symptoms that are keeping you frustrated and holding you back from feeling your best. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Plank, founder of the Norwin Wellness Center, where we believe restoring your health should be natural, easy, and attainable. So we are going to transition into discussing hormones. So a lot of folks are wondering, well, are hormones really, and especially women, female hormones, are my hormones affecting my weight? Are my hormones holding me back, right, keeping me frustrated about weight loss? But here's the thing. Hormones absolutely affect weight. Hormones affect your energy. Hormones affect your libido. Hormones affect your bone health. Hormones affect your digestive function. Hormones affect your blood sugar. And we're going to cover sort of generally all of that today. But the main point I want you to really understand is that hormones, when we hear hormones, we just immediately go to, you know, puberty and sex hormones, and that's it. But any hormones in the body can be out of balance, and that's what we're going to discuss today. And along those lines, if you go to my website, again, my name's Dr. Susan Plank. If you go to norwinwellness.com, that's Norwin, N-O-R-W-I-N, norwinwellness.com. I am in 2 weeks giving a free webinar on female hormone resetting. Okay? It doesn't matter what age you are, because trust me, if you are the parents of a young woman or you are a menopausal woman yourself, the reality of it is we're seeing more and more hormonal issues. And the younger women and even teenage girls, we're seeing being put on birth control pills to try to control the symptoms than any type of corrective response. And so I want to be very clear and very upfront. Birth control pills don't fix hormones. They don't balance hormones. Birth control pills are birth control pills. And so if you have a young woman in your life that's having menstrual irregularities, if you are a woman later in life that had menstrual irregularities or still are, or if you're a postmenopausal woman that can relate to any of that and think, well, I don't have to worry about it anymore, I'm sorry to tell you, but those hormone imbalances and those hormone irregularities can now start to affect other hormones in your body if they haven't already. So why don't we start to address the root cause of issues, and why don't we do the deep dive to start fixing things at an earlier age than start to put our children on birth control pills? So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive right in. Again, any questions, please don't ever hesitate, guys. 412-825-6262. 412-825-6262. I welcome your calls. Otherwise, please get a hold of me. Call me at the office. Go to Norwin Wellness. You know, do whatever you can to be able to get a hold of me, but I would love to talk to you. So what we're trying to do is clarify what's the connection between female hormone imbalances and a lot of other, like I just had the list, right? Digestive issues, constipation, energy, libido, right? And, of course, weight gain. I am a functional nutritionist. And in the world, in my realm of functional nutrition, our goal is to get to the root cause, to not just slap a medication on there and say, hey, you're good to go, or kick the can down the road if somebody actually is getting blood work done of, oh, well, we'll recheck it. We'll recheck things. When it comes to hormones, they're rarely, and I am speaking generally of your whole body and all the hormones, rarely are they getting evaluated or tested. Probably the primary one being tested is TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And that's still, unfortunately, all that's being done. So we have to get back to understanding the role of hormones in our body, and yes, with weight management, and how they've been overlooked, and especially with regard to weight, they've been overshadowed by fad diets and quick fix solutions. And this is a lot why we see our younger women in our society. They aren't eating enough. They're doing this calorie counting and working out at the gym, and yet they're driving themselves, if they're not there already, into further hormone imbalance, which makes it very, very difficult to shed weight effectively or to bounce back, to actually have hormones be balanced. So we can't lose sight that hormones are messengers. Imagine if the post office just stopped functioning altogether, right? No more Pony Express, just stop. Well, I'm writing a check. How do I pay my bill? I have to do everything online. I don't want to do that. Where's this? Where's that? Right? It'd be a little bit of chaos. The post office are messengers. Hormones are messengers. If all of a sudden they stopped, or if you don't have enough, or you have too many of one and too little of another, your body is getting wrong messages. And the regulation of the organs and the cells is going to be completely disrupted and chaotic. And these are the things I want to talk about in the webinar, of what's going on in our environment, in our bodies, whether young or middle-aged or older, that we actually need hormones to be giving the messages properly so we continue to live strong independently. Nobody wants to go into a home as we age, but guess what? You start falling. You start falling, falling, falling. Kids get afraid. Oh, time to consider a home. All of these things throughout life can be traced back the hormones. So let's talk for a little bit of hormone influence on weight loss so we understand it. But please keep in mind that it's affecting your whole health. But in quite a few people, it's a reason for these different hormones why somebody has gained weight and they can't lose it. So when it comes to achieving your weight loss goal, like I said earlier, those people tend to focus, and especially women, younger women, but now I'm seeing it throughout life, they tend to focus solely on counting calories and exercising like a loon. They're overlooking the powerful role that hormones play in shaping their body. And so as hormones are these messengers, their responsibility then is to regulate our metabolism, our hunger, and even how much energy we burn and how much gets stored as fat. So one of these key hormones is insulin. So it's produced by the pancreas. And virtually every single thing you eat, within seconds, the pancreas is going to release insulin, which is a hormone. And so all those carbohydrates, the cravings, the sugar cravings, the comfort food, all of those cause a release of insulin that helps try to take all that stuff that we're eating that's turning into sugar in our body. And insulin's going to try to shuttle all that energy into our cells. But the more energy you're eating, the more sugar you're eating, the more insulin's produced. And the insulin's in there going, what the heck is going on? How much energy does this person need? Man, they're sitting for 8-10 hours. They're not sitting in front of a computer or sitting in front of a TV, some screen. How much energy do they need? And that's what happens. Whoop, the body goes into fat storing. It doesn't go into fat burning. It goes into fat storing. And then we get high cholesterol and LDLs, and things get unhealthy, and there we have heart disease risk and we have diabetes risk. Stress hormones, cortisol. Cortisol is often referred to as a stress hormone, a belly fat hormone. And when we experience stress, whether it's physical or emotional, our body releases cortisol to help us cope. And don't get me wrong, insulin's not a bad guy, cortisol's not a bad guy. These are all necessary for survival. But chronic stress, high cortisol that doesn't go down for extended periods. And you can sit there and say, well, it's not me. Well, look around in your family. Is somebody in your family, is somebody in your household a caregiver? Is somebody in your household taking care of somebody else? Guess what? That's stressful. Is somebody in your household not feeling well? Stressful. Is somebody in your household having financial issues? Stressful. And that's just three simple examples of stress that starts that doesn't have an easy end to it, nor is it very quickly. And so cortisol can be really pumped out. And a lot of people don't even realize that elevated cortisol, maybe you've heard this, fight, fright, and fawn. Think of it. I'm giving this, talking here with you on the radio, and somebody opens the door, and whoop, in they throw a wild animal. Whoop. My eyes are going to get big, and I'm going to freak out. The animal's eyes are going to get big, and they're going to freak out. We're going to go to our respective corners, right? We're going to size each other up. If the door's closed, neither one of us can run away. That's the fright. We're going to run away. If one of us is aggressive, we're going to fight. And if the other one thinks, I can't win, it's going to curl up in a ball to protect itself, fawn. But a lot of people don't realize, and there's a disconnect, that these hormones, this hormone cortisol, kicking in these responses can actually start in childhood. If you or someone you know, sort of at a delicate younger age, trying to learn the skills of interpreting family dynamics, family actions, family behaviors. I don't think I need to paint a picture for you. I think you can understand what I'm saying. Childhood can be hard, but when you're that little, you have no idea what's going on around you. You're trying to interpret sometimes chaos as normality. And you might be frightened, but you can't run away. Some kids do, or they try. And other kids become quiet, introverted, shy, depressed, anxious. If we can start to identify these things as family units and in community, we're already seeing at an early age the effects of cortisol, the effects of a hormone on a child. So I want us to start thinking and being aware of these things on a different level. So then a child growing up with depression or anxiety, right, is sort of a dysfunctional sense of self, but it was normal. It was normal interpretation for them as a child. And so a lot of times I'll talk to adults and they're like, no, everything's good. I'm not really stressed out. And yet when they start to share what's happened earlier in life, I know that I want to check their cortisol. Thyroid, right? Thyroid hormones, T3, T4, play a crucial role in metabolism. Hair growth, digestive function. If your thyroid's off, most likely you're going to be constipated. Everything's sort of like turtleish, right? A rabbit or the hare? This is turtle, man. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. And it's responsible for how effectively you're going to burn the calories. Hypo, meaning less than, hypothyroidism is an underactive thyroid. Fatigue, sluggishness, constipation, weight gain. Those are all associated with it. Hashimoto's is an inflammation of the thyroid gland that doesn't necessarily have to be hormone-related. It's usually always chalked up to be, but it actually starts out as inflammatory. And that is considered then a type of hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And yes, of course, we do have to look at the sex hormones. Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, whether male or female, we have them all. We have them all. Just women, estrogen, progesterone are higher. Guys, your testosterone's higher. But if a woman has imbalanced and higher testosterone, she's going to be go from maybe assertive to more aggressive. She might have some facial hair. She might have a start of a mustache. She might have hair on her body, coarser, thicker hair. And guys, if you have more estrogen than you should, it's rare that the estrogen goes higher than a testosterone, but if you have more estrogen, you're going to be a more sensitive guy. You might develop breast tissue called gynecomastia. You might not have that muscle tone you used to have. You might have a softer body. You don't have that strong muscular outline that potentially you once did. But again, fluctuations in these hormones. When we're looking at women and younger women, we have to understand if it's an easier choice and it's better for the younger woman to do birth control pills, by all means do it. But I don't necessarily think it should be a straight line. that the only choice is birth control pills. It might be the easiest choice, but is it the best for the young woman? Is it the best for her family? Is it best for her future? And so what are we looking at to regulate a cycle? Because in my realm, when I talk to younger women, they're still having issues. Now that their metabolism's slower, their sleep might be off, they're gaining weight, they have shame around their weight, they're embarrassed. And it's because a healthcare person said, well, let's start playing roulette with different birth control pills, right? Let's throw one out there. Toss the dice. What one do you want to try? And the hormone levels have never even been tested. So when we start to understand the interplay between hormones and how it's affecting our body, remember my feelings around weight is a symptom. If you have any of these, thyroid, insulin, cortisol, progesterone, testosterone, estrogen, you have any imbalances in hormones in your body, you have the potential for weight gain. Weight gain is a symptom. And the more we adopt a holistic approach, the more empowered we are, the more in control we are. What's the latest statistic? Like Medicare, Social Security, is it going to even be around 10 or 12 years? If you're in your 40s and 50s, what does that look like? What are your healthcare choices going to be, and do you want them to be a pill? Do you want them to be surgery? Is that what you want for yourself? Is that what you want for your children? And keep in mind, once you start, does it ever stop? And what are the side effects? So if we dive into this a little bit deeper, right, blood sugar levels, what should they be? I'm getting my blood work done. I get it done like every year or whatever, but no one tells me, what should my blood sugar level be? Well, maintaining your blood sugar is essential for overall health. But it's pivotal, if you want to get the weight off. When your blood sugar levels fluctuate, your insulin's going to fluctuate. And it just leads to more cravings and energy crashes and overeating, and it makes everything more challenging. So what should your blood sugar level be? Fasting? 84. I'll give you a number, 84. I'd love it to be 84. But in my opinion, if it's over 90 or more, you got to do something about it. Give me a call. Dr. Susan Plank, 724-863-5420. If your blood sugar, your fasting blood sugar, your glucose level, fasting, if it's over 90, it's not controlled. If it's over 90 and it's fasting, what do you think is happening to it? Because as soon as you eat, there goes the blood sugar and there goes the insulin. It's going higher. If it's over 90, it doesn't matter how old you are, your blood sugar is out of control. Don't let it keep going. Be proactive. Because when you stable blood sugar now, you stabilize your energy levels. Your sleep is going to improve. Healing improves. Your digestion improves. We have to look at whole body health. And hormones, if one goes out of balance, it's going to affect the others. That's the thing about hormones. They're all interconnected. Every single one of them. There's a reason why if we have women that suffer from PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, their inflammation is through the roof, and their hormones are crazy. and insulin goes crazy, elevated. So elevated it puts them at risk of becoming diabetic because they have cysts on their ovaries. We've got to start making the connections here. And we can do this when we pay attention to what's going on in our families. Is it really an answer, or is it a Band-Aid? Are you getting to the root cause? Are you slapping on something, a Band-Aid, to take care of symptoms? The choice is yours, but they're very, very different outcomes. Very different outcomes in the long term. So not only with blood sugar, what you eat's important. If blood sugar is an issue for you, if you're listening to me and you go, oh my fasting blood sugar is over 90. Or maybe you're going to try to justify it. Oh, it's just 90, so she didn't say, if it's 90 or above, call me. It's also not only what you're eating. You got to get the sugar down. You got to get protein up. You got to get fiber up. You've got to get water up. You've got to get sugar and starches down. But it's what time you're eating, the timing of your meals, the timing of your snacks. You can't, you know, sort of be a veg on the couch after dinner and just keep sort of sucking down a half bag of chips or, you know, four handfuls of peanuts and then go to bed and wonder why your sleep is disrupted and you're getting the belly. We need to understand sugar in blood sugar levels, and we need to understand the timing of meals. All right, folks, my name is Dr. Susan Plank. I am talking about hormones, whole body hormones. I am giving a webinar, free webinar in 2 weeks, Resetting Female Hormones. You can go to my website, norwinwellness.com. That's N-O-R-W-I-N. The word wellness, norwinwellness.com. Please register for that. It is free. I look forward to any questions you might have. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. Have a great week. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, hosted by Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon. Dr. Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To make an appointment with Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center, call 724-863-5420. That's 724-863-5420. And listen again for another edition of Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon, here on KHB Radio.